It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, January 1st. I'm Patricia Naft. A search and rescue operation in San Miguel County ended well after a hiker who became gravely ill in the backcountry was successfully rescued. A Utah man in his 20s and his climbing partner were planning on ice climbing, but after the three-hour hike through the backcountry to get to the spot, he felt sick. They decided to head back, but he became nauseous and began violently vomiting. He started to slip into hypothermia. A hasty crew was able to make it to him and stabilize his conditions before he was taken out to the hospital. Susan Lilly with the San Miguel County Sheriff's Department says the main reason there's a happy ending is because of his climbing partner.
His climbing partner had wilderness first responder training, and she's also a former emergency medical technician. So her ability to assess him, what he needed, what she did, she administered warm fluids. She tried to keep him ambulatory, both in an attempt to keep him warm and to expedite extrication. All of those kinds of factors led to his positive outcome. And, you know, a lot of times those factors don't add up, and the outcome could have been much more tragic.
The reason he became so ill out in the wilderness is confidential information. Colorado is heading into the 2016 annual legislative session, and state lawmakers will debate a host of topics from energy and water to the budget and schools. State House reporter Benta Berkland is sitting down with legislative leaders to discuss the session. Here she talks with House Minority Leader.
Joining us, we have House Minority Leader Republican Brian Del Grosso of Loveland. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We're coming into your third legislative session as minority leader. It's also leading into a presidential election year. How do you think that will impact things, and how will it be different compared to the previous session?
I think the big difference is when there's a presidential election, there's a politics overall just gets heightened. You hear a lot of stuff nationally, and so as a local legislator, you get asked about a lot of stuff that's going on nationally. It's easy to kind of fall into that trap, but the reality is we don't really have any control here at in the state of Colorado at the state legislature over what happens out in Washington, D.C. We don't really have any control over the presidential election. We need to make sure that we stay focused on the state of Colorado.
And do you think in a presidential election year, because there is so much political news out there and currently right now, there will be less attention played to state house issues?
I think just because the general public doesn't hear state house issues quite as much because the presidential election, quite frankly, they have a bigger microphone. You see all the commercials, you see all different stuff that's out there. It basically dominates social media. So unfortunately, that is something that has a tendency to take over.
When you look back at sessions historically, you can kind of pinpoint, hey, these were the few things that rose to the top and ended up taking a lot of time. The most recent session, you know, school testing and trying to figure out the right parameters around that. And I know not everyone's happy with that outcome, but there was a compromise and an agreement reached. Do you have any ideas now about what you think might be some of the big issues?
Every year we have to do a budget for our state. That is always a big issue. It doesn't matter if it's a year where we have excess money, if it's a year that we don't have enough money. And this year, going in, looking at the forecast for our revenue, it looks like the revenue is going to come in lower than what we had projected and what we were needing to basically fund all of our mandated spending. And so I think you're going to see cuts that will have to happen this year. And so how we make those cuts, that'll dominate the session this year.
And I know in the past you've worked a lot on trying to get more transportation funding. Is that still going to be a priority of yours?
Absolutely. That is something that we feel that it's not a Republican issue. It's not a Democrat issue. It's not an independent issue. From the mom trying to get her kid to soccer practice, to the kids riding the school bus, to the farmer trying to get his goods from one place to another, transportation is an issue that affects everybody. We're seeing our infrastructure continue to not be up to par. The reality is our state is growing and our infrastructure isn't keeping up with that.
With the shootings in Colorado Springs in October and November, the talk of gun control has come up again. Do you think there's going to be some legislation that may have some bipartisan support around public safety? I know the GOP doesn't support restricting access to guns, but is there some other avenue of legislation you think both caucuses are going to work on, or, you know, what discussions have you heard around that issue?
Honestly, I haven't heard a whole lot of discussions that are out there. I think there was some gun control type of legislation that happened a few years ago. I think there were some recall elections and things that happened as a result of that. So I don't know how willing some people are going to be to carry that type of legislation.
And I note there's going to be a bill looking at full-strength beer and wine sales in grocery stores, and there will be a measure going to voters in November if the legislature doesn't pass something. It's been tried for years at the legislature. Talk about where we are with that and where you stand.
You're right. We have seen several years. I think we skipped last year, but almost every other year that I've been here, we've seen some kind of legislation come through. The reality, I think that's probably something that's best dealt with outside of the legislature. I know there is a talk to take that to the ballot. I think if the people of Colorado really want that, then I think we should allow them to decide on that.
Thanks. We were joined by Republican House Minority Leader Brian Del Grossa. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife is trying to get more people to enjoy the outdoors after they ring in the new year. CPW's Joe Lewandowski says first-day hikes are becoming more popular.
Nearby Paonia and Montrose, we have a first-day hike at Ridgeway State Park. This is part of a national trend that was started, I guess, about 10 years ago. And the idea is, instead of people laying around the couch on New Year's morning, to get up and get a breath of fresh air, take a nice walk in the woods or on a mountain trail, and experience state parks during the winter, and start off the new year on a good, healthy foot.
He says the guided hikes available at some parks won't be strenuous, and the weather forecasts call for sunny skies. A new poll finds a majority of U.S. Republicans support working with the international community to curb global warming. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce says this comes after this month's major climate deal in Paris.
The new Reuters Ipsos poll says 58% of Republicans surveyed approve of efforts to work with other nations to limit climate change. However, only 40% say they would support a presidential candidate who did so. GOP presidential candidates have resoundingly criticized the Obama administration's major efforts to battle climate change, like the Clean Power Plan, and most of these candidates still cast doubt on climate science. Compare all this with Democratic respondents to the poll. 91% of Democrats approve of the U.S. addressing climate change. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.